Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
We still wanted, after a time of healing in 1998, felt that we needed to go get those tools. We needed to go to places of persecution, Soviet Union, China, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism. Go to where believers not have survived, but have thrived in persecution. What could they teach us about working in the Horn of Africa, in Central Asia, in places that are really tough? But what I had never told anybody, I was not going to look for tools. I was really going to look to see, is Jesus whom he says he is? Is he Lord of Lords and King of Kings? Is he just good for this kind of government or environment? And he doesn't work in this kind of environment. And so our company allowed us to take a leave of absence for 2 years. And we raised our own funding because we were so committed to going among believers in persecution to learn from them, to sit at their feet. The college allowed us to nest with them and gave us a place to be loved on, put back together, a place where is like these college students were our petri dish. We could go to Russia and come home and tell them everything we'd learn, and go to Ukraine and come home and tell them everything we'd learn, and do the same with Romania and Hungary and Bulgaria, and just watch more and more college students want to sit at our feet. But this was an undertaking that was so huge that some of my best friends helped us form a persecution task force that was made up of people from our company and people from theological schools and partners and skilled people who'd retired, experts on China. And the first time I was going to take a trip, it was going to be about 5 or 6 weeks, go to about 5 or 6 countries, never done this before. No one had ever taught us how to do this before. And Ruth is trying to get visas and tickets and all these things together so that I could go here, here, and here, and here. And I'm trying to find contacts in each one of these countries that would allow me to interview, to sit at the feet of believers in persecution, to learn from them and to try to convince them, hey, I'm not here to write articles about you to cause your persecution to be worse. We have come out of Somalia. We've watched a whole generation of believers wiped out. Can you teach us? You've lived under communism since 1917. Can you teach us how to make Jesus known? How to grow the church so that when persecution comes, it's for who Jesus is and not for any outsider like me? See, part of the horrific news of Somalia was a lot of the persecution that was visited on those believers that caused them to be wiped out was due to the practices of the outsiders. And so what we watched was people being killed, not because they're sharing their faith with their wife, their neighbor, their husband, their wife, but because of who they worked for on the outside, who they worshiped with on the outside, for having a Bible that was so huge and many of them could not read it. And I submit to you, being killed for having a Bible given to you by Westerner, being killed for having that book is different than being killed for who Jesus is. And we watched that every Somali that was paid by an outsider to share Jesus with their own people using methods from the West, 100% of them were killed. 100% of them were killed.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.